You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded down marginally 18 points or 0.09% at 19,793.50, indicating a tepid opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, NSE Nifty 50 gained 0.40% to settle at 19,811.50, while BSE Sensex added 261.16 or 0.39% to 66,428.09. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Wipro, ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Tata Elxsi, IDFC and Bajaj Finance. Up next, the Reserve Bank on Tuesday imposed monetary penalty of Rs 12.19 crore on ICICI Bank and Rs 3.95 crore on Kotak Mahindra Bank for violating various norms. The central bank said it conducted statutory inspection of ICICI Bank in 2020 and 2021, which revealed that the lender had sanctioned or committed loans to companies in which two of its directors were also directors. Separately, the bank marketed and engaged in the sale of non-financial products and also failed to report frauds to RBI within the prescribed timelines. The action on ICICI Bank is based on the deficiencies in regulatory compliance and is not intended to pronounce upon the validity of any transaction or agreement entered into by the bank with its customers, the RBI said. Moving on, public and private infrastructure investments in India will more than double in the 7-year period ending March 2030 to Rs 143 trillion as compared to Rs 66.7 trillion between 2017 and 2023, according to a report. These investments could play a crucial role in doubling the size of the economy to $6.3 trillion by FY31. The seemingly optimistic estimates have been made by CRISIL even as only 38% of Rs 111 trillion original target of the National Infrastructure Pipeline 2019-2025 was achieved till the end of the last fiscal. According to CRISIL's Infrastructure Yearbook 2023, 70% of the initial NIP goal may be achieved by the end of FY25. The report, however, identified a few policy impetuses required for ambitious goals to be realized. In another development, Invesco, a US-based fund manager which had slashed the valuation of Swiggy twice in 4 months, has finally pushed up the fair value of the food and grocery delivery platform. According to newly published US regulatory disclosure, Invesco has valued the company at $7.85 billion, an increase from $5.5 billion previously, as of July 31, 2023. While the latest move represents a 42% increase from what Invesco had last valued Swiggy at, the startup's valuation is still 30% lower than what it was in January 2022. When Invesco led the $700 million fundraise in Swiggy in January last year, it valued the food tech platform at a staggering $10.7 billion, given that the food delivery market was riding on a high. Meanwhile, with the Reserve Bank drying up excess liquidity, banks have increased their borrowings from the marginal standing facility, showing that banks are facing liquidity stress. Banks borrowed Rs 3.2 trillion in the first week of October, compared to Rs 11,330 crore in the first week of August and Rs 22,056 crore in the first week of September, according to RBI data. Similarly, banks borrowed Rs 3.32 trillion in the second week of October, compared to Rs 88,714 crore in the second week of August and Rs 2.49 trillion in the second week of September. When the interbank liquidity dries up, banks turn to RBI's MSF facility to get overnight funds. Rising borrowings from MSF indicate increase in liquidity stress in the system. Currently, MSF rate is 6.75%, which is 25 basis points higher than the repo rate. In other news, prices of several kharif crops like cotton, thur, groundnut, maize and moong, whose arrivals have commenced, are currently ruling above minimum support price by 4.5 to 43% at various Agricultural Produce Marketing Committee, APMC yards across the country. Officials said that prices are ruling above MSP for pulses and oil seeds because of robust demand and domestic shortfall in the production. They said that the government is aiming to increase domestic supplies of pulses, varieties and oil seeds through a liberalized imports regime. According to trade sources data, mandi prices on Tuesday of maize in Karnataka, the biggest producer of coarse cereals, was tad above MSP, while prices of soybean in the Madhya Pradesh market were 4.5% below the MSP. Lastly, residential area sold in the Mumbai metropolitan region is expected to grow by 8-9% year-on-year in FY24, supported by continued end-user demand and healthy affordability, the rating firm ICRA said on Tuesday. According to the firm, MMR is the largest residential real estate market among the top 7 cities in India, accounting for 25% of the area sold in FY23 and is expected to maintain its leadership position in FY24. The average selling prices in MMR have increased at a CAGR of 4.3% between FY20 and FY24, which is lower than the average rise in prices of the top 7 cities at 6.6% during this period, it said. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.